Birdland, l'avventura del jazz.
Eccoci a Birdland, Riccardo Bertoncelli al microfono, per continuare il discorso iniziato la puntata scorsa a proposito di Langston Hughes, il grande poeta nero americano, e delle sue connessioni con jazz e blues. La chiamavano jazz poetry, poesia jazz, e per un certo periodo fu una bella moda diffusa in tanti club americani. Parliamo della fine degli anni 50, c'erano giovani poeti che offrivano le loro poesie al pubblico con accompagnamento musicale, o accadeva l'inverso, c'erano musicisti in vena di esperimento che usavano i testi delle poesie preferite per le loro performance musicali. Abbiamo trattato la volta scorsa un ottimo esempio, Charles Mingus alle prese con un lungo testo di Langston Hughes e Lonnie Elder. Il disco, ricorderete, si chiamava Jazz Symposium of Music and Poetry. Oggi facciamo un passo avanti perché a leggere le poesie non è un attore, come nel caso che abbiamo appena ricordato, bensì lo stesso poeta, Langston Hughes. Lo ha convinto facilmente, va detto, il grande critico e musicista Leonard Feder per un disco che sarà il nostro leitmotiv di oggi, The Weary Blues.
Sun's a satin. This is what I'm gonna sing. The sun's a satin. This is what I'm gonna sing. I feel the blues are coming. Wonder what the blues will bring. I got those sad old weary blues. I don't know where to turn, I don't know where to go. Nobody cares about you when you sink so low. What shall I do? What shall I say? Shall I take a gun and put myself away? I wonder if one bullet would do. Hard as my head is, it would probably take two. But I ain't got neither bullet nor gun, and I'm too blue to look for one. Madam could look in your hand, never seen you before, and tell you more than you'd want to know. She could tell you about love and money and such, and she wouldn't charge you much. A fellow came by one day, madam took him in. She treated him like he was her kin. Gave him money to gamble, she gave him bread, she let him sleep in her walnut bed. Friends tried to tell her Dave meant her no good. Looks like she could have knowed it if she only would. He mistreated her terrible, beat her up bad, then went off and left her, stole all she had. She tried to find out what road he took. There wasn't a trace, no way she looked. That woman, who could foresee what your future meant, couldn't tell to save her where Dave went.
Nel 1958, dunque pochi mesi dopo il Jazz Symposium, Leonard Feder organizza il progetto The Weary Blues, che prende il nome dalla poesia forse più celebre di Hughes che ritroveremo ancora nel nostro cammino. Ho udito un nero che suonava, un nero che mormorava un torpido motivo sincopato, dondolandosi a una dolce cantilena a Lenox Avenue l'altra sera, al grigio pallore di un vecchio lume a gas. Nel disco che Federer immagina con Hughes, quella poesia è soltanto una delle tante, 33 per l'esattezza, che il poeta recita e che vengono poi montate in strisce di preferenza lunghe. Ci sono un blues montage e un dream montage che coprono la stragrande maggioranza del disco, una per ciascuna facciata di vinile. È un progetto davvero originale perché ogni facciata ha un suo paesaggio musicale, definiamolo così. La prima è più tradizionale, New Orleans, con la presenza di un sestetto guidato dal venerabile trombettista Red Allen. La seconda ha un gusto più moderno, con l'intervento di vari musicisti che già erano stati nel Jazz Symposium, che un po' misteriosamente, forse per ragioni di contratto, non figurano però come Charles Mingus Quintet, bensì come Horace Parlan Quintet. Anche se Mingus c'è e come suona il contrabbasso, arrangia anche il suo materiale e dirige la band. Vi faccio ascoltare adesso una parte del blues montage della prima facciata, quella dunque con Red Allen e, fra gli altri, Al Williams al pianoforte.
You've taken my blues and gone. You sing them on Broadway and you sing them in Hollywood Bowl. And you mixed them up with symphonies and you fixed them so they don't sound like me. Yep, you've done taken my blues and gone. You also took my spirituals and gone. You put me in Macbeth and Carmen Jones and all kind of swing Mikados. And in everything but what's about me. But someday somebody'll stand up and talk about me and write about me, black and beautiful, and sing about me and put on plays about me. I reckon it'll be me myself. Yes, it'll be me. A drowsy, syncopated tune, rocking back and forth to a mellow croon. I heard a Negro play down on Lenox Avenue the other night by the pale, dull pallor of a one-bulb light. He did a lazy sway, he did a lazy sway to the tune of those weary blues. With his ebony hands on each ivory key, he made that poor piano moan with melody. Oh, blues. Swaying to and fro on his rickety stool, he played that sad, raggy tune like a musical fool. Sweet blues. Coming from a black man's soul. Oh, blues. In a deep song voice, with a melancholy tone, I heard that Negro sing, that old piano moan. Ain't got nobody in all this world. Ain't got nobody but myself. I was going to quit my frowning and put my troubles on the shelf. Thump, 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 went his foot on the floor. He played a few chords, then he sang some more. I got the weary blues and I can't be satisfied. Got the weary blues and can't be satisfied. I ain't happy no more, and I wish that I had died. Far into the night he crooned that tune. The stars went out and so did the moon. The singer stopped playing and went to bed, while the weary blues echoed through his head. He slept like a rock or a man that's dead. I don't dare start thinking in the morning. I don't dare start thinking in the morning. If I thought thoughts in bed, them thoughts would bust my head. So I don't dare start thinking in the morning. I don't dare remember in the morning. Don't dare remember in the morning. If I recall the day before, I wouldn't get up no more. So I don't dare remember in the morning. On a train that runs somewhere. I say 6 bits worth a ticket on a train that runs somewhere. I don't care where it's going, just so it goes away from here. Baby, give me a little loving, but don't make it too long. A little loving, babe, but don't make it too long. Make it short and sweet, your loving, so I can roll along. I got to roll along.
The Weary Blues, con le poesie di Langston Hughes lette dall'autore e gli arrangiamenti di Leonard Feder per il sestetto tradizionale di Red Allen. Voltiamo facciata, scusate ma noi vecchi vinilisti continuiamo a ragionare così, voltiamo facciata e troviamo sempre Langston Hughes, stavolta però con Mingus, Horace Parlan, Jimmy Neffer, Shafi Adi e Kenny Dennis. Per una volta il batterista di Mingus non è Danny Richmond. Il brano che vi propongo è Consider Me, una delle più celebri poesie di Langston Hughes. Considerate me, ragazzo nero, alle 8 sul lavoro, certe volte fino a tardi, lo straordinario per svagarmi o metterlo da parte o darlo alla ragazza per comprarsi quelle cose che le servono. Perdonatemi ciò che non ho, nero, preso dentro una frattura che spacca il mondo in due, dalla Cina a Lenox Avenue, passando per l'Alabama.
Consider me a colored boy, 116. Once 5, once 3, once nobody, now me. Before me, Papa, Mama, Grandpa, Grandma, so on back to original paw, spelled G-O-D. A capital letter there, God being mystery. Consider me, colored boy downtown at 8, sometimes working late. Overtime pay to sport away or save or give my sugar for the things she needs. Consider her my sugar. She works too, has to. One don't make enough for all the stuff it takes to live. Forgive me what I lack, black, caught in a crack that splits the world in two. From China by way of Alabama to Lenox Avenue. Lenox Avenue. Consider me, on Friday the eagle flies, Saturday, laughter, a bar, a bed, then Sunday, prayers, syncopate glory, then Monday. Monday comes 8, to work late maybe. Consider me descended also from the mystery. Consider me.
Restiamo sulla seconda facciata in compagnia di Mingus e Horace Parlad e chiudiamo la puntata di oggi con un'altra serie di poesie montate in un dream montage. Ve ne farò ascoltare una buona metà. Nel montaggio Mingus usa alcuni temi che poi rifinirà, come abbiamo detto che già aveva fatto con il Jazz Symposium. Era il suo modo di procedere per bozze, per rifiniture, in quegli anni che è facile dire siano stati più intensi e creativi della sua avventura jazz. Parlo del periodo fra il 1957 e il 63. Nella parte che adesso ascoltiamo va in onda a sprazzi a flash un brano classico di Mingus, Where Nightmare. Per oggi è tutto. Torneremo su Langston Hughes e la Jazz Poetry per due puntate ancora, indagando altri progetti negli anni 60 e poi il tributi alla morte del poeta nel 1967. Un saluto da Riccardo Bertoncelli, a risentirci qui a Birdland.
Don't let your dog curb you. Don't let your dog curb you. Curb your doggy like you ought to do, but don't let that dog curb you. You may play folks cheap, act all rough and tough, but a dog can tell when you're full of stuff. Them little old mutts look all scraggly and bad, but they got more sense than some people ever had. Cur dog, vice dog, carry blue. Just don't let your dog curb you. I play it cool and dig all jive. That's the reason I stay alive. My motto, as I live and learn, is dig and be dug in return. Well, that's the motto of a hepcat. But unfortunately, this particular hepcat didn't live very long. He was cut down in the prime of his youth by the long scythe of too much good timing. One night, because in Harlem we have night funerals, this young man was going down Lenox Avenue in a box, a long box, dead in there, dead in there. Sometimes a night funeral going by carries home a cool bop daddy. Hearse and flowers guarantee he'll never hype another patty. It's hard to believe, but dead in there, he'll never lay a hype nowhere. He's my ace boy, gone away. Wake up and live, he used to say. Squares who couldn't dig him, plant him now, out where it makes no diff, no how. When you turn the corner and run into yourself, then you know that you have turned all the corners that are left. Good evening, Daddy. I know you've heard the boogie-woogie rumble of a dream deferred, trilling the treble and twining the bass into midnight ruffles of catgut lace. If this radio was good, I'd get KDQ and see what Count Basie's playing new. If I had me some money, I'd stroll down the street and jive some old broad I might meet. Or if I wasn't so drowsy, I'd look up Joe and start a skin game with some chumps I know. Or if it wasn't so late, I might take a walk and find somebody to kid and talk. But since I got to get up at day, I might as well put it on in the hay. I can sleep so good with you away. House is so quiet. Listen at them mice. Do I see a couple, or did I count twice? Doggone little mouses, I wish I was you. A human gets lonesome if there ain't two. Big Ben, I'm gonna bust you bang upside the wall. Gonna hit you in the face and let you fall. Alarm clock here ringing so damn loud, you must think you got to wake up a crowd. You ain't got to wake up nobody but me. I'm the only one's got to pile out in the cold and make this early morning time, trying to keep body and soul together in my big old down-home frame. Say, you know I believe I'll change my name, change my color, change my ways, and be a white man the rest of my days. I wonder if white folks ever feel bad, getting up in the morning lonesome and sad. Why should it be my loneliness? Why should it be my song? Why should it be my dream deferred overlong?